I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've had a real quiet weekend this weekend, except for the pretty loud thunderstorms that rolled through yesterday afternoon here in the Dallas area. We got a ton of rain again, but it's been pretty quiet. My wife, she headed out of town for a long weekend and she took the toddler with her. So it's just been the dog and I hanging out, grilling when it's dry and working on a few projects in the garage. My wife went out of town to go down to Austin, that area, to help out with her parents, do a little cleaning around the house and that sort of thing, because her mom is currently laid up, recovering from a recent hip replacement surgery. Now, the good news is the surgery went great, and she is on her road to recovery, but it is a long road for that type of surgery. And I'll tell you, her mom she's a little younger, not quite to retirement age, so she still is working. She's got a full-time job. And the good news is she's also got some disability coverage through her employer, so at least some of her income is covered while she's working. And I'll tell you, I'm really glad she finally got the surgery done. It was painful to me the last couple of times I saw her, just watching her struggle to get up out of a chair or sit down and even just walking around. The level of pain that she was in was visible. It was intense. And here's what I have to ask you. You know, what if she didn't have that disability coverage? What if she couldn't take a break from work to get the surgery that she desperately needed because she couldn't forego that income for the 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it is, for the recovery? What would she do then? Just continue limping around and grin and bear it, you know, deal with the pain? I don't know. And what about you? Do you know anybody that's in a similar situation? Maybe somebody that's really in need of care, but again, just can't afford it because they can't take a break from work. Look, not everybody has disability coverage through their employer. Think about all the self-employed folks out there. And look, I'll tell you, this was a planned surgery. This is something that we've seen coming for a while and probably should have been done even sooner than it was, I'll tell you, but it was planned. But what if it had been an unplanned event? You know, what if there had been an accident or some sort of a sudden problem, like a, you know, health problem, like a stroke? And what if it had lasted longer than 3 or 4 weeks? What if we were looking at 6 months or even a year or longer? Now, look, these are not just hypothetical questions. If you stop and think about it, you probably know somebody. I'm sure you know somebody that recently found themselves in a tough situation, either due to the onset of some health issue or maybe because they've been involved in an accident. I mean, goodness knows, with the amount of texting and driving that I see out there nowadays, you're easily a heartbeat away from a very sticky situation at any moment. So look, this is what I want to talk to you about today, is having a plan in place for these unexpected events, right? How to be prepared if you do have to step away from your job, from your earned income for some period of time due to accident or illness, whatever it may be. And to go a step farther, I want to be sure that you're not holding back on life simply out of fear that you might have an accident or something like that. You know, that if you're too bold, something bad could happen to you. You could have an accident and be down for the count, right? I know a lot of meek and timid people that play it safe, and that's just no way to live life. You know, there's a great quote out there, something to the effect of, I refuse to tiptoe through life to arrive safely at death's door. Look, the point is this. We can put a plan into place. We can put a contingency into place that will allow you to breathe easier and know that you're covered and perhaps even allow you to act a little more boldly and to live without fear. And I'll say, if you're a younger listener out there, don't think that you're immune. You know, I ran into a friend of mine just about a week or two ago at the grocery store. And, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. She's maybe a few years older than I am. And during the course of the conversation, it came out that she had suffered not one, but two recent heart attacks in the course of a month. That just blew my mind. This girl is super healthy. She's a runner. But some sort of blockage had formed in just one of the arteries that goes to the heart. It was 95% blocked. Now, fortunately, it ended well. They put a few stents into place, and she's going to be fine. She's recovering, just like my mother-in-law. But again, talk about unexpected. You just never know. And look, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, published a report last year that talked about one in four U.S. adults living with a disability. Now, among the younger adults, we tend to see more of a cognitive disability, whereas with older folks, we tend to see more mobility problems. And in fact, you know, mobility disability affects one in seven adults in the U.S. You know, think about my mother-in-law. She's dealing with that right now. She falls squarely into that category. And in fact, one of my neighbors recently went through a similar issue, but with her knee. She likes to travel and walk a lot, and her knee was failing her. And it was swollen most of the time. She was in pain a lot of the time. And, you know, this issue with her knee was impacting her quality of life. So much like my mother-in-law, she went out, had a replacement done. And now, fortunately, she's already retired. So there's no impact to income from a job. So she was able to handle her recovery without any stress and at her own pace. And that's the thing. If you do come into a situation like this, whether it's an expected planned event like these surgeries or something unexpected, you don't want to add the stress of having to think about your finances onto an already difficult situation, right? You want to be able to recuperate in peace. Now, I did look up the recovery times for a knee replacement surgery. This one is of particular interest to me. I've had some knee surgeries of my own in the past. I have no cartilage in my right knee, so I've got bone on bone. So this is in my future. So how long would a worker have to stay off the job for just a regular knee replacement surgery? If you're a desk worker, the recommendation is 8 weeks. So that's about 2 months, two full months without an income. And if your job is more physical, then it would be even longer at 12 weeks or about 3 months of no income. So you got to ask yourself, what am I going to do if I come up in this type of situation? Are you prepared? And look, this topic, it's clearly very front of mind for me at the moment. Obviously, with my mother-in-law dealing with a disability issue, albeit short term for now, and my neighbor having just gone through this as well. And I'm not sure if you know, but Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he was dealing with his own disability for, I think it's about the last 6 months now. In fact, if you're a regular listener of the Del Walmsley Show, that comes on during the week, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on Central Time. And just as an aside, you can find a link to listen live if you go to www.lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button. But if you're already a regular listener to that program during the week, then you probably noticed that Del was absent for quite a while. Guys like Al Gordon and Michael Sulick were filling in for Del while Del was dealing with his health issue. And look, I'll tell you, Del loves to do the radio show, and as hard as it was for him, he had to step away for a little bit. Now, I will tell you, Del is back, and sounds great. In fact, we had a call with him, the radio team did, and with Del this past week for some coaching. And he sounds great. He's super energized. He's back to health, and in fact, he's getting married very, very soon. So he's got a lot on his plate. Del is back at it, but the fact is, he had to lay off for 6 months. And here's the point Del would make to you. And in fact, he talked about this on one of the shows he did earlier this week. Del was able to fully shift gears and attack his health concerns head on, just like my neighbor, without having to worry or stress over finances, over time off of a job. Why is that? Simply because Del has multiple streams of passive income that he has built up over the years. Del owns real estate, apartment complexes. And those things cash flow, and they throw money into his pocket every month, whether Del is watching or not. Now, some might say that's a luxury, but I would say it's just darn good planning, really good planning. Look, Del saw the value in passive income, and specifically passive income from real estate, you know, some 30 years ago when he was a young man and started buying single-family houses. And Del quickly made the jump into multifamily, into apartments, and he's just seen tremendous success. And that success, it's translated for him into freedom. Right? Financial freedom, freedom from worry and stress, and freedom to take on the things that life throws at him in stride and with focus. So Dell's built up streams of passive income, as have thousands of the members at Lifestyles Unlimited, so we can weather these sort of unexpected events. Excuse me. And, you know, whether it's the planned ones like the knee surgeries or the hip replacement surgeries or the unplanned ones, we can take these on without stress or financial worry. But if you are solely dependent on a job for your income, if you get laid up for a longer period of time, disabled for 6 months like Dell, or a year, or even permanently, and I have a case on permanent here in a second, look, you can no longer work, and that income stream that you've depended on is going to dry up. So we know stuff happens, and again, I have to ask you, are you prepared? Okay, if you do get laid up for 6 months or a year, is it going to break you financially? And if the answer is yes, then let me tell you, you have got to start making some plans. You need to put some contingencies into place to protect yourself and your family for this type of unexpected or even planned event. So what I want to do now is talk about some possible options. There are several out there. Now, I mentioned my mother-in-law has disability coverage, and it turns out she has a very good policy in place. But is that enough? Well, it may be. It may not be. It comes down to the situation, the disability you have, and the level of coverage, and the insurance company. They've got to approve your claim. And I'll tell you, I have an appalling story, an insider story that I want to share with you about just how those insurance companies think. If you think their motivation is your well-being, well, then you are misinformed. And I'm going to get to that here in just a second. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And in a moment, we'll return and we'll talk about building our contingency plan. And I want to tell you about disability insurance and make sure you're aware of the pros and those very big cons.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about your financial freedom and what you need to do, what you need to do to prepare for those contingencies, for those events in life that pop up unexpectedly. Whether it's an accident or an unplanned, unexpected health issue or problem. And we're talking about a few options you might have or you might want to put in place to help you better prepare. And the first of those, we're talking about my mother-in-law. She's just recently had a hip replacement surgery. She's off of work for a period of time, 3-4 weeks, and for her recovery. And she has disability coverage through her employer. So you'll want to check to see if you've got that, if that's something you can buy. But you need to ask yourself whether or not it's going to be enough. Coverage that is provided through disability, it's not 100% of your income. You typically will be paid somewhere between 40 and 60% of your gross pay each month. And if you have other streams of income coming in, such as Social Security disability, that's going to be netted out of that amount. So they're going to reduce what they pay you. And of course, taxes come out of that as well. So you need to know whether or not that's going to be sufficient. And for a lot of people, it won't be. You got to remember, most people are living check to check. Even the guys that are pulling down six-digit salaries are living check to check. So if you reduce the amount of that check, what is going to happen? And of course, like I said, the insurance company has to approve the claim in the first place. And this is where I want to relate a story to you that I heard from a very, very close friend of mine that used to work for one of these big national insurance companies. And look, this particular company provides a variety of insurance coverage, including health insurance and short and long-term disability, among others. And my friend was a claims manager there for a while and eventually rose up to be a supervisor on the long-term disability side of the business. And anyhow, I reached out to her to refresh my memory because over the years, she told me some horrible stories. She was always stressed out at this place, but there was one that stood out. And we talked about it just ahead of the show. And she had a claimant at one point that was, you know, a very clear cut and dry case. The claimant was clearly disabled and permanently disabled at that. And there was ample evidence provided by her doctor, signed and stamped by that claimant's doctor. So, you know, the insurer approved the claim initially, and she'd been receiving payments for a year or so. And, you know, per the policy she had bought, she was entitled to receive disability payment through the end of her life. But do you think that the insurance company saw it that way? Oh, no. Remember, your well-being is not their true motive. It's profit. And paying this claimant out through the end of her life, well, that's not very profitable. So, look, this company scratched around, and they eventually figured out a way to deny the claim. What was their reasoning? Well, there had been no recent evidence on file of a disability. It had been more than a year since a doctor's report had come across. And you know why? Because the claimant and her doctor saw no need for more visits. She was disabled. It's an inconvenience, but she was permanently disabled. The case was approved. She wasn't going to get better. I don't know what more there is to say there. And you know, my friend is an ethical, upstanding person, and she battled for this claimant. But in the end, the company forced her to close the claim. The company stopped making payments to this claimant in her time of need. And guess what? The good news is the claimant took the company to court, she sued, and she won, hands down. And look, this company was doing nothing short of screwing this poor disabled woman around. But again, she won, and my friend left that company. By the way, the turnover in that industry is extremely, extremely high for this very reason. So I just tell you this story to urge caution. Take a look at your policy. Are you getting full coverage? Are you getting 40%? Is it 60? Is it going to meet your needs? And be aware that you're probably going to have to fight that company, okay? Let's talk about another fight. What about Social Security disability insurance? Well, that's something you could try to tap into as well, right? Get government support, rely on Big Brother. But like I said, you got to be prepared for a fight here as well. And first of all, the application process can take anywhere from 3 to 5 months, and there is a mandatory waiting period of 5 months after the onset of your disability before you get payment. Well, that's a pretty big gap. That's just great. And look, I have another relative down the road here in East Texas, and he's gone through some health issues. Seems like all my family's fallen apart, but he was laid up in the hospital multiple times, had his, I think it was his gallbladder removed, part of his spleen maybe. I may be confusing his, you know, the body parts here, so don't quote me. But the point is, he was laid up in the hospital several times. He's now in constant pain and not able to work. He's not quite to retirement age, and he has applied to Social Security for disability coverage. Excuse me. So I want to tell you how that worked out for him and how much he's making each month off of Social Security disability just in a second here. Hey, if you've got any questions, you're welcome to email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com, or give me a call at 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and we'll continue in a moment as we discuss disability and preparedness.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm thrilled to be with you today. And today we're talking about how to prepare for those unexpected events in life, whether it's an accident or a health crisis that take us away from our job for a period of time and take us away from that income stream that our job provides. We need to put some contingency plans into place to cover that time that we're down. And we talked about disability, short or long-term disability, through an insurance company if your employer offers that. Just be aware that the coverage may or may not be sufficient to float you through that downtime, because they typically don't pay 100%. And we just transitioned and wanted to look at the Social Security disability insurance that you can get through our government, through the U.S., right? And I've got a relative out in East Texas that he's not doing real well, I guess I would say, and he's been in and out of the hospital a few times and had parts, you know, gallbladder, whatnot, removed. And he's just in constant pain. He's not able to work. So he's applied to Social Security for their disability coverage on several occasions, and he has been denied on several occasions. So, you know, he's gone. He's to the point now that he's had to engage a lawyer to fight on his behalf. So the case is still pending. I don't know what he's going to wind up getting out of this whole ordeal. So I don't know how it's going to shake out. But even if he does eventually win, you know, what is it going to get him? Look, the level of payment that you get for Social Security disability, it's not a reflection of your disability. So if in other words, if you're incurring a lot of extra costs due to your disability, it's not relevant. Okay. What the government looks at is how much you paid into that Social Security system ahead of time. That's what's going to drive your payment. And I took a look online in January of this year, 2019, the average payment that Social Security disability made was $1,234. Look, I don't know about you, but that is not going to cover my monthly expenses. It's not going to come close, especially not now that I've got a toddler running around the house. So we've got disability through regular insurance companies. We've got Social Security disability. Now, the Dave Ramsey crowd out there, they'll talk about having 3 to 6 months of expenses on hand in an emergency fund. This is an option, right? And I agree with this. I think it's a great idea. But here again, I don't think it's sufficient. Here's the problem with just having cash on hand as your emergency plan. It is a one-way road. And as you use up your pot of reserves, as you deplete those, it doesn't replenish itself. What's going to happen? You're going to watch that account balance start to dwindle. It's going to decline over time as you draw it down. And that's just going to contribute to your financial worry at a time when you don't even need to be thinking about this. You need to be focused on your recovery. That's not going to help you. And let's say you do happen to get to the end of your emergency just barely, and those reserves kept you intact. You avoided financial, you know, catastrophe. Well, those funds are now depleted. How long did it take you to save up that 6 months of reserves in the first place? Well, now you got to do it again. And of course, the bigger question is, what if you get to the end of that 6 months and that 6 months of reserves is not enough? What do you do now? Look, if you have access to disability insurance, hey, that's a great supplement. If you think you can trust the insurance company, and keep in mind your coverage won't be at 100% in most cases. Or you could, if you want to fight, you can try to get Social Security disability. You know, go ahead. Just know that it's going to take you some time to get that into place. And I think you should absolutely save up and have some reserves on hand in cash in a bank, like Dave Ramsey suggests. But here again, keep in mind that is a finite resource. You can only draw down what you have saved. So I want to look at the fourth option, and this one is not dependent on an insurance company signing off. It doesn't take months to get approved by the government, and it's not going to deplete over time. And I'm talking about passive income. So let's talk about building up passive income through rental real estate in particular. You've got a few options here. You can look at single family investing, which is what I do. You can look at multifamily, or you can even do a mix of both, right? A lot's going to depend on your resources. What sort of capital do you have on hand, you know, when you're starting out? If you've got a lot of capital, you might want to jump right on into multifamily, into apartments. And if you're working a full-time job and you've got that capital, this is a great option, because there are guys and gals out there, you know, folks that we call lead investors, and, you know, they do all the heavy lifting. They find the apartment deals. They figure out the renovations that are needed. They, you know, put the team together, get the financing, and so on. All we do as passive investors is contribute the capital needed to take down the deal, right? Typically, the investor isn't going to pony up his own cash, or not all of it, right, to take down these larger deals. So we contribute as passive investors. We have our money in the deal, and we collect mailbox money at the end of the day, typically on a quarterly basis. So, hey, we'll be back in a second to wrap up our conversation on preparing for disability and putting contingencies into place. If you want to give me a call, you can reach me at 877-711-5211. Again, that is 877-711-5211, or send me an email at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about putting contingency plans into place in case life throws us a curveball and we're taken down for a number of months, can't work, lose that job income, and we want to have some contingencies in place that keep the money coming into our household, into our pocket, so we don't have to worry about our finances. And there are a number of options out there. We talked about short and long-term disability through an insurer. We talked about Social Security disability through the government. Both of those you need to prepare for a fight, of course, and they're probably not going to be sufficient to cover your expenses, I'll tell you that. You should absolutely have some reserves on hand. Like Dave Ramsey talks about, 3 to 6 months of expenses. And then we're now talking about the ideal option, which is passive income. You just want that money coming in the door no matter what you're doing. And that's what rental real estate can do for you. And we talked specifically ahead of the break about multifamily. If you've got some reserves and can get into apartments, that is a great way to go. If you're working a full-time job in particular, because you can buy in as a passive. You just get in on a deal, contribute your funds, and sit back and wait. You let the lead investor deal with all the, you know, running the day-to-day stuff, and then on a quarterly basis, you get your distribution. As an alternative, if you don't have enough capital to jump into apartments, you can go the single-family route. And if you want to go the apartment route, let me tell you, buy some single-family houses, get that equity, capture that equity, sell those things, and then make the transition. Now, my wife and I were single family investors, and again, if you've got less capital to start with, it's a great way to get in. And you can really build up a portfolio of single family houses, much quicker than I think you would realize, you know, if you're just sitting on your couch thinking about it right now. It goes pretty fast, and the returns on these things are huge. Excuse me, I've got one house. I looked back at my 2018 financials. It's giving me an 80% return in that year. And if I add back the equity pay down because the tenant's paying the mortgage, that number jumps up to 107% cash on cash, right? Now, most returns will be quite a bit lower, maybe in the 10 to 30% range, but still phenomenal numbers and beating the pants off of my 2% return in my online bank account. Now, with single family, you may be a little less passive if you choose to self-manage, but you can always hire out a property management company, right? Now, we have always chosen to self-manage, and I'll tell you, the time that you need it's minimal. Even during the renovation phase, you know, we hire out all the work, typically using a general contractor to manage the project, so we're pretty much hands-off throughout. But that's the objection I often get when I talk to people. They just say, I don't have time, but I don't buy that. Listen, my wife and I were both working full-time jobs when we started buying houses 7 years ago. And in fact, we had built up a portfolio of 9 houses while we were both still working. Now, at that point, my wife got, you know, she got fed up with her job and she quit. And by the way, she could do that easily because we had more than replaced her income at that point with those 9 houses. So, and that was right at about, I think, 3 years of investing for us. So she pulled the trigger, jumped ship, and, you know, we always say retire in 2 to 5 years. Well, she did that clearly. But the point is this, if you are working a job, I don't want to hear that excuse of no time. It doesn't float with me. Now, if you're investing in rental property correctly, you'll find you do have the time. If you're not sure if you're investing correctly or if you haven't started and you want to make sure that you get started correctly, what you need to do is find a mentoring group out there, somebody in your market, and ask them for help. Get them to show you the way. Now, I do want to give you a couple quick tips. If you don't think you have the capital right now, talk to a mentor. Find somebody that can give you advice, right, that can take a look at your balance sheet with you, and they may see things that you don't see. Okay, and in the meantime, there are a few things you can do. If you think, you know, take a look in your garage or out in your driveway. You know, we had a motorcycle for years. I rode it quite a bit, but once our kid came along, you know, that thing just seemed to sit in the garage and take up space, and I mean the motorcycle, not the kid. So I'd finally sold the bike and freed up some cash, right? So what toys are you sitting on that are seldom or never used? You know, motorcycle, a boat, a jet ski, an RV, and also, I want to throw this out there. If you think about what Dave Ramsey says, build up an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months. He always says 3 to 6 months. Well, if you're parked nicely at 6 months, could you free up some of that cash, dial your reserves back to 3 months, and put the balance to work by picking up a house or two? Remember that cash-on-cash return I mentioned, 80%. Like I said, that beats the heck out of 2% in my online bank. Even at a more normal 10 or 20%, you're doing much better, and you can recoup that cash in no time. Hey, if you're too busy to ask a question today, you can email me at any time at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. And when we come back, we'll finish talking about passive income as a way to put that contingency plan into place. And again, like I said, that is the best way to go because that money just comes in every month. like Dell with his apartments, he doesn't have to do anything. He was able to step away for 6 months to deal with his health concerns. He got through those no problem because he didn't have to worry about a thing. So we're going to finish talking about passive income when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by helping you better prepare for those curveballs that life throws your way, whether it's an accident you've been in on the highway because some guy next to you was texting away, or a health concern that's popped up like our founder, Del Walmsley, dealt with over the past 6 months. And, you know, my mother-in-law, I mentioned at the top of the show, recovering from hip replacement surgery. Look, we want you to be prepared, and there, you know, our goal here is to build up enough passive income to where we've matched or even exceeded our expenses. You know, once we've done that, we are financially free like Dell. And when the proverbial stuff hits the fan, you know, we can take it in stride, right? We can face whatever that problem is head on without having our focus diluted by financial worries when we least need to, you know, need our focus taken away. You know, and if it's taking time off of work to recover from a planned hip or knee replacement surgery like my mother-in-law or my neighbor, or being permanently disabled like our relative out in East Texas, look, that passive income from real estate is going to provide for us and our family in that time of need. Now, I want to come back to the young crowd out there, the bulletproof crowd that may think they don't need to worry about this sort of planning already. Listen, I started buying real estate when I was 38 or 39, and if you were to ask me my biggest regret as it relates to real estate, it is simply that I did not get started sooner. So if you're that bulletproof guy or gal, keep in mind that accidents, they can happen. But know that time is on your side. If you start buying now in your early 20s or 30s, you have something that I didn't have when I started. You've got time on your side. So start putting your contingency plan into place now. You won't regret it, and you'll find that you will be able to create such a huge amount of passive cash flow, you're going to be set. And if you're in that meek and timid crowd, afraid to take a risk or travel or do something quote-unquote crazy because of the downside risk, let me tell you something. If you start buying rental real estate and start putting passive income into place, your mindset will change. You will become bolder. I can tell you 100% that my outlook is completely different now than it was 7 years ago before we started buying houses. Your perspective will change. Once you have that passive income in place and realize that you're no longer tied to that job, you don't have to worry about that impending potential accident or health scare, whatever it is, you're set. Now, you might want to keep on working. A lot of investors that I know still do, but guess what? They don't have to, and they know that. And they know that if something happens to them, they and their family are covered by that passive income. And one more thing I want to mention, a quick story. It may not be your disability that is the issue. It could be someone in your extended family. We just had dinner with a friend that was back in town for a few weeks, and she'd come back from the Northeast where she recently moved to be with her parents. They're older and not doing so well, so she's chosen to move up there to be near them. Now, we know her through Lifestyles Unlimited, and she has a number of rental houses around Dallas-Fort Worth. She's kept those in place. She manages those from up there because it's that easy. But here's the thing she remarked while we were at dinner recently. She said, you know, if it wasn't for the rental real estate that she'd put together, she would not have been able to be there for her parents like she is. So, look, put that contingency plan into place now. You never know when or how it will help you out. Get some passive income into your portfolio now. So, look, we're talk today about contingency planning, whether it's health crisis or an accident, those things that can come along and really upend your life for a period of time. If you're working, you may be forced to stop for some time. And then the big question is, you know, if that's your only source of income, that job, what are you going to do? Look, again, this is a topic that's front of mind for me, like I said, with my couple of relatives dealing with issues, and then Dell being out for 6 months. And like I said earlier, Dell is back, and he's doing great. And boy, I'll tell you, we had a call with him. He sounded great, and he's raring to be back in the saddle and on the radio. And, you know, he's come away from his recent experience being laid up for 6 months with a new focus and eager to help you. And in fact, he has put together an offer that it's just phenomenal. When he presented it to us, my jaw dropped here. So normally to become a new member, you would join Lifestyles Unlimited at the financial freedom program level, which is $740 for an annual membership, for a family membership. You know, if you're new to investing, the financial freedom program is absolutely a great place to start. And, that's where my wife and I got our start 7 years ago. But what I want to tell you is with his renewed vigor, Dell is he's put together an offer. He's offering to discount that first year membership by $500. So instead of the regular $740 family membership, it's just $240 for the first year. Again, that's a $500 discount. So I'll tell you what, if you've been thinking about joining, now's the time. And look, you can check out the offer at the following website. Go to buymylifeback.com. That's B-U-Y, buymylifeback.com. And at the bottom, you can put in a promo code Andy, A-N-D-Y, my first name. Again, that's buymylifeback.com. The promo code is Andy, and you'll get a $500 discount off that normal $740 membership. And you can check out that website there for more information on, you know, what comes with the program, what's involved there. So it's a great opportunity, and I got to tell you, Dell, it is great to have you back. Hey, folks, I've enjoyed the day with you. You can find us on the air every day of the week and enjoy our podcasts anytime at www.lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.